Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, I'm going to take you to my spring, summer, and winter office. This is where I work most of the time. I like the home office because the kids have off of school, and it allows me to be able to take them to the pool, but also get work done. So this is kind of the three-season thing. I'm going to show it to you, but I did something new today. So if you look here, it's completely wide open. I tipped the couch upside down, but here's what I did. I rinsed out and washed the whole thing, okay? So if you look over here, you're gonna see that everything's drying off, right? Everything's completely drying off. Here's why I did it. Now listen, I'm not normally the guy to clean. I'm just being real, okay? So maybe you are a clean freak, good for you. Seriously, I respect you, but I'm normally not a big cleaner guy. But in fact, this is the first time I've ever cleaned it. Don't tell anybody. Somebody else cleaned it once. But anyway, the reason why I clean this is because I have some exciting projects that I'm going to be doing soon. And I just feel like once in a while, I just do a massively clean of the outside and then also the inside. The inside is my home office inside. But I don't know about you, but I feel like clutter, when we have clutter around, it kind of saps our creativity. I'm just being real. Now, a lot of you have read some books about order in your house and cleaning, and my wife read that one, and I think it's, I didn't read it, but I'm sure it's amazing. But all I know for me, I just gotta talk about what works for me. And what really works is before I start a massive new project, kind of like a chapter, I just like to have everything clean. And so, now I'll be able to be out here. I won't be thinking about all the side clutter that's happening. So look at your own life. And before you begin something, maybe it's a book, maybe it's a business, maybe it's a ministry, give that a shot. Seriously consider investing the time, because I think what it does is it helps us just get right into the creativity then, instead of being distracted by the clutter. So let me know your tips. I'm certainly not the expert on clutter and cleaning and all that stuff, but I just thought since we had the room fully wet, I brought a hose up here and made it happen. I'm excited. I'm excited for what's next. Talk soon. This is Carrie Oberbrunner, Be a Soul on Fire. And if you want life, I'll tell you what I'm better at is clearing up the clutter of life. And we have a process called the Deeper Path, which allows you to author your opus. And my former coach, Chet Scott, taught me that. It's fantastic. So if you want to clear out the clutter of your life, go to deeperpathbook.com, check out the book, and I think you're going to dig it. If you want to see my opus, go to carrieoberbrunner.com/opus, and you can see the clean, clutter-free life that I have. All right, we'll see you. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.